Gila just blessed the beat. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Shauna the Songbird.
And this is Shahari.
Welcome to another episode of Why the Songbird Sings. So we have been on hiatus for a hot little minute now.
Just a little minute.
Yeah.
Like 3 months. It feels like 3 months. It might be more like two. But
Well, the last episode was released in April. It was like, I think the last one was Shauna's birthday and her not caring or something like that. Some kind of title I made up. So yeah, so what was that? May, June. We're in July now. So yeah, it's 3 months. So not too shabby.
Yeah, not too bad.
So what has been going on with you? You know, as we all know, life happens, and sometimes we just need a break. We just need a moment. We just need just time to just live, since this is not our income source. We have to just, you know, do things however way we can, to be honest. So yeah. What's been going on, Shahari?
I think I just wanted a break. It was time. I was going on my vacations, and I was doing the pops, playing with them, and we had so many concerts. So I just needed a break. So the pops, we're on a break right now as far as for the pops concerts. I did enjoy being in it. It was nice getting out, playing again after 6 years. And I practiced a lot for 2-3 months, and I actually got my tone back pretty good. So it's good to get back into it. And I enjoyed my vacations. We went to Florida. I brought back a bunch of cups because I needed cups, because I like to wear stuff out. And then I walk around with raggedy things, and everybody is like, why are you using this raggedy chipped cup? It's like, because I like my cup and I use it over and over again. Stop judging me. But I got new cups. And I rotate them out. And as far as everything else, yeah, I'm a big cat sitting for 3 to 6 months. Cat's name is Paulo, and it's a pretty chill cat. I've never taken care of a cat before, but I've always had dogs, so I already know how to kind of, you know, care for an animal. I guess this is the first time having an animal and it's just me caring for it, but I know no, it's not hard. Cats are so like chill and simple. You don't have to teach them much besides what not to do.
Right. Come on now.
But everything else is pretty simple. But yeah, I've been good. Still working on those plans that I made for myself. The year's not over yet. Still got 5 months left. So we're still working on it. And for the most part, we're going up, we're going greater. I have increased in my light I have found, because I see the difference that's happening in my life. Now it's affecting my atmosphere. So yeah, that's, I hope that's enough. I don't know. I guess the last recording that was released was in April, you said?
Mm-hmm.
And it's now July, so yeah. Thank you for that break. I needed that. needed that. Okay. I felt like I was always doing something, so I didn't need that break. But that's what's happening with me. I've just been adding to the house and working, continuing to get better at my job. That is it. That's it. I'm getting the health together. You said my hair is growing. Apparently, I didn't even notice my hair was growing, but apparently it
is. But I was like, I saw you. I said, come through Lynn.
Because I don't do anything to it for real. So that's nice. Thank you for that. I've just been watching.
Because first of all, if you uncoil it or if you like pull it down, it goes past your shoulders.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
So it's just like growth. You wouldn't think that you had all that hair, but
I've braided it twice and it went down the neck, but I don't like the way it looks when it's braided, so I don't like
it. You don't have enough of that, baby.
I don't like the way it looks, so I don't so I just leave it in this
it has to be at least bra length. It needs to be like at least mid back if you don't have it braided.
But yeah, that's it. Growth is happening. It's happening. I'm calling it my harvest. And yes. So thank you for the titties bouncing. That was visual for everyone to see, just so you know what I'm experiencing at this time. But yeah, so what's going on with Sean? What is happening?
Oh my goodness. I feel like so much, but yet nothing at all.
Yeah.
That's how I truly feel about the break. Well, during the break, leading up to my birth month, it was definitely an emotional one. It was a lot of just worriedness, I would say, over society and life and what's to come. And then my birth month happened and it was what I needed. It was a moment for me to reflect on my life. It was a moment for me to enjoy the people who are around me and the people who love me. It was a moment to remind myself that despite what's going on in the world and how the world may view me and this and a third, I have to continue living and I have to continue to make the avenues for me to live and grow, and also to show that to other people, to like give them hope and have and let them see, oh, she was able to do this and that, maybe I can too. And so it's just kind of like, you know, just a moment, it was a moment. May, I don't think much happened in May. June was Pride, super fun. I did nothing. I did my first open mic here, and it went, I was super nervous. I was shaking.
Yeah, but why?
Because I haven't performed in public in front of people in a minute. And so, like, I did my, my little Tiny Desk-esque performance. And that was, like, me, like, reintroducing myself and my voice to the world and to people, and to also just kind of feel, trying to get myself back into the mindset of how it is to perform again. And my voice has changed, or I wouldn't say it's changed, but my voice has become better, and I'm able to do stuff in a healthier way, in a more controlled way now, that I wasn't able to do when I was in school and whatnot. Not knocking any of my teachers, but I just always believed that no one truly knew what to do with me. I feel like I feel like people. Oh, go ahead.
So, I guess you've reached the age where you're done developing wholly. So, you're
done developing wholly.
As far as physically.
Oh.
You know, the brain's done, the body's done, your voice is settling in, and yeah, it is typically this age that, I don't know how to say it, as far as gender goes, it is typically the age where our voices are at their peak, right, or at where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
As far as before the so-called decline.
Yeah, pretty much. And so it's just, it's been an interesting moment. And I even, with my teacher, like, we sit and talk, and he agrees with me. And sometimes I get frustrated when I do things, because I'm like, oh my God, I wish in school people would have done it this way and would have had me conceptualize things the way that he does now, because I feel like I probably would be in a much more advanced place than where I am now. And it's, but then also at the same time, I'm like, but you know what? I did good for then in what I was exposed to and what I had then. So it's just like, I can't necessarily like harp on the past. I can only embrace it, take what I have now, and just continue to move forward. And so, it's been a big thing as far as like my voice. And also it's a very emotional thing for me as well, due to a lot of things in my past. But I did open mic. I'm here from The Color Purple, in honor of my homegirl, Miss Terry Jackson. And I got a little emotional, and it was a wonderful moment. My partner was like, he said, I got chills at parts from it. He was like, everyone thought that you sound amazing. And in my head, I'm like, oh my God, this is not how I rehearsed it with this much air and this here. Well, and nerves kind of took over. And I was just like, just
let it flow instead of trying to act out the whole thing. I'm so glad that you just let it flow like you're supposed to. So you probably had your face positioned in a certain way. You probably had your hands in some position, like the Red Witch, what's her name? The Red Witch from Avengers. I just feel like you would probably had that in.
Not Wanda.
Yeah, you probably had the Wanda look going. Probably had it all planned out. I just wish you would just sing and stop doing all this extraness.
You know, I did used to do that. Like, I did used to plan out my movements because I'm just not a stand there and sing type of person. I feel like I have to, like, move and do something.
Just sing, your body would naturally move without all that planning.
And that's what ended up happening. It was just, like, I was singing, but then also, like, I was shaking because, like, all the adrenaline and everything. So, I was, like, shaking a little bit. So, I just, like, decided to, like, just move around, like, whatever while just singing. Mm-hmm. So I moved enough to where you would not be focused on the fact that my hands were shaking. But I didn't plan out each movement. And then even for the end, where I just kind of just lifted my hands up in good old Evita fashion and belted the last note, it was still just like, oh, it was just a moment. Nevertheless, yep, I was super excited.
It. I can see it now.
But like I said, it was a moment, and I was proud of it. And so been working on this, my latest project, which is I'm doing a recital. I'm doing two Puccini arias, Romance by Debussy, Claire Schumann art song, and the other pieces, two spirituals, and what's the one from Ragtime? Your Daddy's Son from Ragtime, and a art song by a Black female composer. And so that is my latest thing I've been working on, which has been interesting and frustrating, but it's cool. And so this will be recorded similar to like the Tiny Desk situation. So I'm going to start rehearsals with the pianist soon, probably next month, because we're going to record it in September, which I'm like, it's nerve-wracking.
Like a plan. It does sound like a plan. I never did see those pictures that you took of your fantastical beings.
Oh, yeah, I forgot, because you don't have a
Oh, it was an iPhone thing.
You don't have
thing.
An Instagram.
Oh, Instagram.
Well, no, you don't have an Instagram.
I do have an Instagram.
What's it called?
I don't do anything
well,
with it.
Well, I will probably... Oh my goodness, how you have an Instagram but don't do nothing
just
with
like
it?
Just like a Facebook, but I don't do nothing with it. Like, you just have it to watch other people, to watch your family, keep up with people. I'm just,
not
I'm not
just
a picture
have it
taking
just
person,
to watch
so.
Other people. Okay, people outside screaming. I'm like, why are we screaming?
I don't hear nothing.
Thank goodness, because it's paused me for a minute. I was just like, people outside screaming? What are they doing? But anyways. But nonetheless, all that stuff happened. I'm working and just, yeah, and I'm just being me. You saw my regular pictures, right? With me in front of the flower wall.
I believe so, yeah. I did see those. It's just the fantastical, like you're being a butterfly or a fairy. It was probably a fairy. But I think, yeah,
I gotta be a fairy?
That photo shoot, so I can be entertained.
What's it called? It turned out really cute. Like, I must say, it was quite cute. And
yeah, I think there was something you were just floating in the air.
I was floating.
I think I saw it one on Facebook. It's like you were just floating on the clouds. There's clouds, and you were just there.
Oh yeah.
I don't remember how it was though, as far as what was in it.
Well, I sent you the pictures. It may come to you as like a link or so. But you should get that, and so you can comment anytime, because I would love for the audience to hear your reaction to the photos. That will be...
I mean, no, I gave good response.
As he pauses, as soon as he opens his phone.
You sent us some iCloud photos, you know, good. I ain't got no iCloud, nothing. Oh.
But you still supposed to be able to see them, though.
Okay, I saw some of these. Why you got him looking like the devil, though?
Because, okay, so he told me in some kind of lore, demons are, like, chaotic and do whatever. And devils have, like, some type of, like, code and some sense of, I won't say morality, but they kind of like have a structure to them.
You know what? I actually like the outfit that he has on, to be honest. I wouldn't wear that, but I like this outfit. It's different. Yeah, you're in the clouds.
Yeah, it was either
you're
that.
In the clouds, the butterfly. These are. And then this one here with the rainbow. I can see this on an album cover. this one right here with the rainbow.
With the rainbow?
Now y'all look
like, no rainbow. What are you talking about?
It's got
now, I gotta look at the pictures.
There's different like colors. You got like this light blue. You got
I see what you're talking about. Okay, that's what you're talking about.
And then you got the gray strip here. That looks like a album cover right there. Now y'all was trying a lot. Y'all was trying hard in this kissing one here. Y'all don't look comfortable.
Well, I wasn't kind of comfortable because like
you look like you was working hard. The photographer. To lean. It's like you had to.
Well, I was like, I was trying to.
You need
right. Like I was trying not to like. Because first of all, I was wearing actual lingerie, and I was like making sure that like we ain't had no slips or nothing like that. And also, it was kind of awkward because like the photographer, he got really into it, and so like it started sounding like he was directing porn, and I was like, this is a little awkward. Like,
is your power supposed to be clouds?
Like, I was more of like an air type element person.
Yeah, I actually,
I'm more
like,
of like air, like this, to be honest. And he was the fire. And I felt like it fits our personalities and whatnot.
It doesn't matter if I like it or not, as long as you like it. But I actually like these. Like the first photo shoot that you did, I think I had.
Some of the Steven Universe one.
I think I could have left my comments out. This one is actually, I actually like.
Wait, are you talking about a Steven Universe? Or are you talking about
whatever
the very first
photo
one
shoot that you did? That you showed me at dinner, and I think I ended up shading those photos, I think almost for 10-20 minutes. These actually.
Oh, like, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the one with me in the green dress, and you was like, he looks like he doesn't belong.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, the shade.
These are pretty chill. Yeah, you should be proud of that. But the butterfly, different colors, that looks like an album cover, to be honest. It really does.
You know, I might have to use that for my EP. Who knows? But, and also, I like the fact that it kind of tells a story. It's like the goddess girl meets devil. They start talking and dating. And, like, one of the pictures, you can see, like, some type of, like, skull creature in the back. The proposal. And then, like, at one point, the devil proposes to the fairy goddess being. And then they have, like, you know, they have a night of fun. And then the butterfly one is, like, post sex moment, like she's sitting up in her room, like a brandy, like sitting up in my room thinking about you type of moment. And then like the butterflies kind of like are like different like representations of like her aura and stuff like that. I didn't send it in the order in which I saw the story, but
yeah, you definitely did.
That was the story that I got from it.
Yeah, this is actually very unique, and it's actually very good.
Thank you. I mean, I try to be a little different sometimes. Oh, I don't know what I just pressed.
Yes, it is very you. It is very you. So that's a good thing.
I don't know what you're trying to say, but I'm just
butterflies
playing.
And fairies, extra. But it is.
Oh my god!
What it's supposed to be.
Oh my god! He is coming for me. All right. Well, I feel like we had enough catching up, and I'm happy that you did not drag me for filth on the show. But
I'm glad
I think
of
it's,
that too. That means we
should.
Have grown.
Or maybe I'm just stepping my pussy up and doing better work.
That's maybe another I'm way of saying better. What I just said. Thanks, that's... the Shauna way of saying...
Anyway.
That's...
Same thing. Mean, what do you expect? It's me.
That's what I'm trying to say about the photos.
But also, he is like, he's gotten better with like taking photos too. Like he does this thing now where he makes himself laugh, because he said his pictures come out. The pictures come out better when he like makes himself laugh and like it makes him smile. I guess makes it look more genuine. So I was like,
yeah, because whenever I know, like me, like I don't like taking pictures, so it's best that I smile, because if I don't, I look really serious or I look very uncomfortable. Even when I take pictures and I'm smiling, I still sometimes look uncomfortable because I'm just not. I don't like taking pictures like. I don't like taking pictures like that.
You know what?
So
that's true. But I'm really proud of him. Like he's coming a long way. He's stepping his game up, honey. I told him whenever I lose weight and keep it off, I want to like do a boudoir shoot.
Don't even know what that is.
That's gonna be raunchy. So boudoir, it's like you know, remember you saw the pictures when I did the lingerie shoot in California.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's. Mm-hmm. And so I want to do one with him and like, I don't know, a cute apartment or something. And yeah, I have thoughts in my head, but I'm gonna wait till the stomach comes down some, these thighs shrink a little bit more, you know, these boobies, they're just gonna be there. All right.
It sounds anyways. Like a plan, and the world will see, or whoever you want to show will see, and it'll be I'm pretty sure it'll magical. Be a glorious presentation. I'm not even trying anyways. To be any type of shade. I'm just like, I'm pretty sure it'll be just fine.
We better get ready to go to the roof. We talk of continuing bloodlines and generational wealth and curses, but why? Many of us don't want to be forgotten, but who is to say that in a few decades or more, even with our lines, inheritance, and lack of curse, we still be in the same boat? I realize that we are not fully removed from what seemed to be forever ago. But what about forever from now? What will be of your legacy? Many will say to live in the present and pray for the future, for that is out of our control. Some may disagree and say to actively work on tomorrow will be best. I'm contemplating because it's hard to see a tomorrow when the current moment has its knee on your neck. As soon as it lifts, the rest of your body feels weighted. Is it worth fighting back? Do I accept the answer and fate of the unknown, or do I gather more energy to get up? Well, I'm still here, am I? Sincerely, Shauna the Songbird.
Thank you for that reflections. Now, as far as what you were talking about, it sounded like you're contemplating something from the past, but I don't know what I don't know how to feel about that one. I don't know. It sounded like you were contemplating something, how you would go about a situation, because you were going in and out as far as what I could hear. So what exactly were you contemplating? What decision were you trying to make in this reflections?
So this reflections, so my partner and I was watching Queen Charlotte. You know, I've talked about on the show many times how my partner is a Caucasian. And so we watching Queen Charlotte because have you seen Queen Charlotte?
Nope.
Have you seen Bridgerton?
I've seen some of Bridgerton.
Okay. So you know of the Queen.
Yeah.
Okay. So I thought it would be because we oftentimes like to watch like stuff with like interracial couples to like just kind of see, you know, life imitates art, you know what I mean? Just kind of to see how they depict those certain stories, I guess. And so since it was a black queen, a black woman and a white man, you know, we definitely like to watch those and kind of see how it is and if we, you know, if we feel a certain type of way about it. And so so the big thing about it was, you know, they were, one, it was a big experiment. Sorry, spoiler alert for those who have not seen Queen Charlotte. You can fast forward a little bit. So it was an experiment to kind of like unify the people by having the blacks get with the, be with the whites and have the blacks on the same level as the whites, even though it never happened within the history of the country. So it was one moment where they were talking about having, for her, like the important thing was for her to bear children and to bear his children, this, that, and a third. And what first began as an obligation turned into them having actual love for one another. And eventually grew into like their job was to create children and create more heirs in order to continue their legacy. And people who know me, I want to be a mom someday, and my partner does not want to have to continue his family's own legacy out of his own choice, which I'm not going to state why, but he does not want to continue their legacy with their bloodline. But he is open for me to continue my family's legacy and whatnot, and he still be a part of that world, and he'll still be their father, blah 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 blah. And so I've gotten to, and so I was at a point to where, with how things are going with the United States, as far as it, as queer people, as far as gun control, the safety of children, the safety of queer children, the safety, and also just how some people may turn around and treat children who come from queer parents as well. It is a concerning thought for me. And so it was like a lot of things. Even now, I still contemplate, because I have this want to be a mother and everything. I've had this want for years, for decades probably. And it's just like, I want to be a mom, but at the same time, do I want to bring my child into a world, into a society that has yet to overcome their issues against those who are different? because I'm sure that my child, whether they are born healthy or whatever, they're going to get lots of backlash. They're going to get lots of backlash. And so for me, just kind of just thinking and kind of, I guess, overthinking, it's just like, do I really want to subject my child to that? And so it's just like, you know, what do we do? And then it's just like, well, even if I decide not to have children because of how the world is now, that doesn't mean that it may not change after I'm gone. And at the same time, it's like, well, I can still have my child. They battle through whatever they battle through. And it might be a time to where everything's okay and they're able to actually like live and have this moment. Or they may not see it. And then it just goes on and on to like, well, maybe some generation someday may be able to be free, to enjoy, to not have to worry, not have to turn around and be sat down and say, hey, you can't do certain things because of your color. You can't do certain things because people are going to treat you this way. You know, they may get to a point to where they may experience that. And so it's just like, you know, you just don't know. So like, you know, do you do or not do? So that's where I was with the reflections. Okay. Did that make sense?
Yes, it did. It's very, I guess it's something you have to think about. Yes, but just so you are aware that there's a reason that you want kids, because it was meant for you. So you should, you naturally want what it was meant for you. So as far as the road getting there, as far as, well, you know how to get there, I assume. As far as once the kids are here, I mean, you can't control the world. It's like you can't control what people do. Don't let what other people do stop you from getting what you naturally want and deserve, would be my response to that.
I receive it. Come on now.
But yeah, that was a good, very...
So...
It was a needed reflection. That was very... Yeah. It was good. To get that off the
well,
chest.
Well, thank you.
I know that was a hard decision. That sounds like a hard decision. That's... A lot of thought would have to go into that, and it would be easy to overthink it. But you naturally want what is for you. Most of, especially with something like that, like that's something like natural, you know, like people have kids, like that's a natural want. It's not something synthetic. So nothing wrong with wanting that, and I don't think you should let the world stop you from getting that.
True. Well, while you over here blessing my soul, can you bless us with some words tonight?
Yes. It's go here. See it here. Put it there. Okay. Welcome to Words of Light with Shahari. Today we're talking about judging people. So we're going to start with Matthew 7, 1 through 5, because there's been a lot of judgment lately in my atmosphere and basically around the world. There's been a lot of judgment. So let's go here. Matthew 7, 1 through 5. Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye met, which means dispense or lot, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Personally, I know how to mind my business, so I don't claim to be this holier-than-thou person. I know I have my flaws, and that the Lord's still working on me and my tastes. You know, like, for example, I like to watch shows like The Great on Hulu. Like, you've seen The Great.
The Great?
Yes, it's on Hulu. It's a very raunchy show, but it's...
Wait a minute. Keep going. I'm looking it up as we speak.
But it's so good, though. This is like the third season. Like, there was one episode where they were just going back and forth with the F-bombs. But it's a really good show. But it is
this Victorian style show.
Yeah. It's been on Hulu. I think it came out in 2021. But it's a really good show.
Came out in 2020.
2020. It's a good show. I know it's something that I'm probably going to, if they continue on, I'm probably going to have to stop watching it because of how it is a rather raunchy show. But it's very entertaining to me at this time. There's some other like examples would be like the songs, like Monica by Brass Tracks and Rothstein. Not the most wholesome song, but I like the music behind it. Like, I'm starting to like more like brassy things that sound like, even if it's not an actual instrument being played, if it sounds like an instrument being played, like those type of things, you know. He's still working on me. I have my flaws, I have tastes that still need to be worked on, but it's okay. I still seek him every day, and eventually he's going to, you know, rectify that and change. I know it's going to happen, but right now I mean The Great's a good show to watch. If you're okay with language and some nudity. Monica is a very chill song. I mean, it's not necessarily a bad song. But just some atmosphere. There have been people who have, you know, no business judging you. And they talk about the way you look, how you walk, the pace that you walk. And they don't even realize where they're at or why they're even judging you at this time. It's like they don't see what's happening in their own life. So they spend their whole time talking about you, but then they're in a worse situation than you are. And the only reason that they're talking about you is because they low-key are either jealous or envious, or they're just hard to say, but it's just miserable people, and they want other people to be miserable. So do you have any examples of that in your life as far as people? I'm pretty sure you do. But anything in your life right now?
I'm just like, as far as like judgment?
Yeah.
My current thing right now that I'm really just kind of like, I don't say I'm getting tired of it, but my coworkers, I'll tell them like I've done something, and they're just like, what? Like, I can't imagine you doing that. And of course, you know, I work with mostly white women. And so I'm just like, well, it's because I'm black? And they're like, no, it's not because you're black at all. It's because you give us bougie. I feel like you're too bougie to do such things. Or they'll say bougie, but then... And then they'll turn around, they were like, I'm too city girl or something like that. And I'm just like,
they're the chickens and you're the eagle. That's what that is. You're the eagle and they're the chickens. And the chickens can't fly where the eagles go. The chickens, they just look up at the eagle. That's exactly what that is.
So I'm just like, okay. So yeah, that's something like, cause like I'll say, yeah, I've been camping, I've ziplined, white water rafting, I've gone fishing, I've shot a rifle, and this ATV riding, you know, tubing down the river. You know, I've done the things. Got on top of a horse. Got on top of a camel. You know, I've done the things, and they'll just be like, "What? You just seem too bougie. I just would not expect for you to do such things." Okay.
Yeah, they not on your level. They see the light, but they don't know how to get to it, so they just judge it. It's okay.
Hey, I say keep it moving, baby. Don't be held down.
Yeah, so there's another scripture. It's like John 7:24 on judging. It's like, stop judging by mere appearances, but instead judge correctly. Judging how people who judge how I look, typically they look worse. Racist people are calling other people racist. Hypocrites are calling other people hypocrites. People who aren't accepting of others' lifestyles are calling people out for not accepting their lifestyle. So we say, like, judge correctly. Like, ask yourself why. Because you're naturally going to judge. Like, how do you ever make a decision in your life without judging? How do you pick a partner without judging? So you're going to judge. If you judge correctly. There's also Luke 6:37. Do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. This is for you. This is to keep you in the right position. To keep you from... what's it called? You keep the honor code. I know it's hard to do, because when you see these people, it's talking about you, and they seem to be getting away with it, but you know they're not actually getting away with it. If you keep the line, hold the position, stay on the honor code, it's for you. Do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. So here is this is from the Bible app. It's by Vance K. Jackson. It's like the first day of a 3-day thing. Judge not. So John 13:34-35 declares, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Let love lead your heart. Let love guide your heart. Let love soften your heart. Who are you judging? Who are you ridiculing? Who are you putting under your feet? Who are you scoffing at? Who are you looking down upon? The Bible commands us to love one another. What are you sowing? Are you sowing discord, confusion, destruction, or division? Choose to deliberately sow and show the love of Christ to others. Choose to sow love. Romans 6:1-2, King James Version declares, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we, what if we are dead to our sin, live any longer therein? Shall we ignore sin, so that God's grace may abound? No, God forbid. If we are dead to sin, we are alive in Christ. If we are alive in Christ, then let his love reflect in us and through our words, deeds, and actions. Mark 2:17 declares, they that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick, I came not to call the righteous, but to sinners to repentance. Let your life and light point to Christ. Point them to the physician. Point them back to the arms of the Father. God is a good father, and good fathers correct those he loves. Proverbs 3:11 declares, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Let God do the correcting. You choose to point others back to Christ. Choose love. So that was Judge Not, the first day of Judge Not by Vance K. Jackson on the Bible app. It's like a 3-day Bible plan. So that was on that site. Choose love. It's for you. It gives glory to God. And in the end, you will see the difference between them and you when you do this. And it also takes so much pressure off of you. It gives you so much peace. It helps you just maintain regardless. Even if you may slip up because you're human. Go back and choose love and repent for whatever you've done. Forgive as you have been forgiven. So this is the prayer that should help. Let's go on for it, judging. Okay, you can pray this with me. Dear Father, thank you for carrying the responsibility of judging. While each of us do have to make discerning decisions about others, we seek to do it with your compassion. The guidance of the Holy Spirit, extending the forgiveness offered through Jesus Christ. Our Father who art in heaven, holy is your name. Your will be done, your kingdom come, on earth as it is in heaven. Please, Lord, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And please, Lord, continue to keep us from temptation and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, glory, and honor forever and ever. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. That was your Words of Light segment with Shahari. Please go forth and prosper.
Better give us a word, honey. A word.
But yeah, it's been a lot of that in my atmosphere, and I'm just like, you gotta give it away. Like, give it to Lord. Love. Because he will deal with those people. Mm. It's not your battle. And it's so much easier to just let him do it. It's so much easier.
Exactly. It's easier to jack someone off with lube rather than jack them off with Vaseline. Hallelujah. My God is awesome.
I low-key despise you right now.
I love you too. Anyways, so... really don't have much to talk about. Just kind of like want to like, I don't know, pick your brain on some things that have happened. Mm-hmm. It's a lot that's happened within these 3 months, but I have like maybe like 30 more minutes left before my partner's, because me and my partner are doing a double date with a friend of his, him and his wife. These double dates, they're really fun. I must say, double dating is fun, and for me, it's nice when we go out with couples, and it's just like we just go out and we just chill, versus like when I was with the old one, when we would go out with couples, it was like a level of like swing to it. And
is it fling?
Yeah, I'm just swing.
Oh, swing.
Okay. Like swingers. Yeah, it was like a thin level of like, you know, they might want to fuck. if not one of us, then both of us. With one situation, the man really had wanted to fuck me. They're married now, but like then they were just engaged, and then like the woman, she was just like, I don't know, I guess, you know. So I was just like, okay.
Thank you for that blast from the past.
I'm screaming.
Yeah. So glad you came up. So glad.
You know, the Lord has definitely worked on me. He's come through. He's definitely come through with your girl. But nevertheless, so speaking of judgment, which I thought your words of light was perfect for the things that we're talking about, because pretty much all that we're talking about is based upon judgment.
No. What a coincidence.
So, I don't know if you had noticed that while you were talking, but I'm like, we're talking about judgment. So I was just like,
I guess your reflections was on some judgment, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah. And this is why I love doing this show, because of moments like this where everything just like kind of comes together and we don't even try it. So first, the first thing I had thought about talking about was this Keke Palmer situation with her baby daddy, boyfriend, whatever title you want to give him, Darius. So, did you see the video with her with Usher?
No, I just read it. I didn't look at any pictures. Right, she said she had something on that he didn't like she was wearing.
All right, I'm going to send it to you.
Okay.
Because, yeah. So, for those who are listening, and since we do have listeners from across the seas, Keke Palmer is a entertainer, actress, artist, vocal artist. She has performed on Broadway. She has done TV, movies. She's kind of like done a little bit of everything. She was at where is it? Because I had it pulled up and ready. She was at the Usher concert out in Vegas, where Usher, we have seen multiple videos, him singing to Swanee, Sweetie, to him singing to Anita Baker, Patti LaBelle was in the audience jamming to Usher, and just like, you know, it's a key, it's a time, especially if you. And of course, Usher, he's a cishead man. He's going to serenade the women, especially the black women that come to support him. And so Keke Palmer was at the concert and Usher decides to serenade her. And she is in this beautiful black dress. It's mesh, but at the same time, it looks like it was like a slight like leotard on the inside.
Yeah.
And what you call it? And everything else was just sheer and mesh. And she had her hair wonderful. And she was just looking good. And to be honest, Keke Palmer has always been attractive and always looked good. But it is something about that baby weight. This woman had a baby like 2 months ago. And she looks great. And she got like that extra nice little piece of thickness on her too now. I will show my body too if I bounce back from pregnancy looking as thick and nice and juicy like she is. Like, what are you talking about? But nevertheless, so the video turned around and researched and had just gone through the internet, and of course Twitter was up and Adam, and Darius was like, you're a mom or something like that. I don't know the direct quote, but he was just like, pretty much just
basically,
like,
he didn't like what she was
just
wearing.
Insinuating that, right. He was just saying that, you know, like, you're a mom, you shouldn't be dressed like that and whatnot, you know, pull yourself together. And so Darius and Keke, for those who have seen them interact or seen them publicly interact and everything, they seem as though they have like this comical, playful type relationship where, you know, they can say some shit like that and it's not going to be taken offensively. But he turned around and had made a post talking about how, there's nothing wrong for a man to not want his woman to dress and behave a certain way, blah, blah, blah. And just kind of just like defending himself to where he's just like, all right, so this was clearly not a joke. He was clearly upset that she was dressed this way and and up on this man during this performance. And so I want to ask you, like, what do you think about the situation? How do you feel? I know you were a type of individual that prefers their woman to be a little bit more modest. So what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, I see that he does have standards. I mean, the dress did look nice. And to be honest, the only thing that was really revealing about the dress was she basically had on the leotard thing, and it was showing basically her whole ass. So that was the only part that I really saw that would have been like, yeah, his standards is you shouldn't be showing your ass to the world. That's the only thing that I saw on the dress. That's everything else seemed fine. I mean, if you show your legs, I mean, that's fine. It was in sheer. I mean, you go to the beach, but she basically had her whole ass out, and that was the main thing that I kind of agree with him on. That that's his standards. He doesn't want the world looking at his, I guess, girlfriend's ass. So I agree with him on that. But of course, I wouldn't have put it out on Twitter. That would have been a private matter for me, because that's none of the world's business.
Thank you. I can respect that. I can respect the fact that you just like, yeah, I don't want your ass out like that, but I'm gonna tell you privately. This is like, that's a between, like, that's something for me to text you as soon as I see the video. Text you like, bitch, what the fuck you just did? Like, I prefer if you did that versus you publicly on Mariah Carey's internet go, what the fuck? Like, thank you. Carry on. I just want to mention how.
Yeah, that's about, I mean, as far as the dress looks fine. It's just she had her whole ass out. I mean, if they had to cover that part too, then I think it would have been fine to me. But it's the fact that you had on a thong and everybody could see it. But of course, you can go to the beach like that. So,
so my counterpoint to that is, even though she's a mom and even though she's your girlfriend, you knew how she dressed before y'all got together. Keke Palmer has not just gotten sexy and dressed in a very sexy way. I was gonna say seductive. I guess you can say, you know, she's always been, you know, like, I feel like she pushes the level of like inappropriate, but still like maintain that air of you, like, just because I look scrumptious doesn't mean that you have to come try to take a bite. Like, I feel like she, like, does a good job of balancing it. And like you said, like, yeah, she had her ass out, but, like, she could have had her ass out legit, like, had her ass out. But, you know, she had, like, you know, she has some fabric, something between you hoes really, and her ass. Fabric
wasn't covering nothing, though. It was just there, just to.
No, it was covering, though. The fabric came down to her ankles. You could
still see the body underneath the fabric, so it was just there, just for decoration. I mean, the dress was nice. It was nice. It's just the only thing I saw was her. You could see her whole ass. It was very noticeable.
I mean,
if he wants his women to not show that to the world, it's like, that's the standard. I mean, women have standards of men. Men can have standards of women. So,
and I understand and I appreciate that. But also, you knew what she did and how she was before you got with her. And
maybe he was trying to make the girlfriend situation something higher. Maybe. That's why he's so upset. Who knows?
But even still, like, you knew how she was before you got with her. And then, and so what makes you think she's going to completely change after you nutted in her? Nothing. Like, that's gonna be on her whether she wants to change her style up. She's not gonna change her style up just because she got with you.
I could see
and
that.
She's not gonna change her style up just because.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I do hear what you're saying. You knew. You saw it just before.
So if that. Right. So if that bothers you so much, and then like, I don't know what's this after the baby or before the baby, but it's a video of her, in the bed, twerking in the bed. He was the one who took the video and posted. Don't quote me. I believe he posted it, but he was essentially the cameraman, and the video is out on the internet, so on Mariah Carey's internet for everyone to see. So it's just like you can't say this one thing and then. And you have done the other. And once again, she was already like this before you nutted in her.
I guess he's trying to change because of the baby. So I guess he expects her to do the same, but it's not happening as fast or it hasn't happened at all. So I think that's why he's upset.
Baby, I feel like he should be upset with himself. More like...
Because like I tell people,
babies do not change a relationship in that kind of way. Like they can provide more stress, and they can give you like a mutual love and a mutual attention and goal. But outside of that, that person is still essentially that same person. Just saying.
Yeah. Change doesn't happen
but,
because of one event every time.
Right. Because, listen here, I may be completely monogamous, but your girl's still going to go out, mesh shirts, titties. Literally, me and my partner went to Erykah Badu concert last month. Literally wore leggings, a mesh top, and I had some brown pages on. If you looked at me too quick, you would have thought that I was just in there, just had my just all nipples and titties out. And if so, that's my business.
It's your business.
That's my business. But your girl was cute, and I. Got my life, and what's it called? And my man was like, "You look nice." He knew I dressed very. I don't want to say slutty, because then I feel like it makes it sound bad. But he knows that I dress very provocatively. So, why will I stop that just because I'm with him? Why shouldn't I just wear clothes that that makes me feel confident and makes me feel good as a person and as a woman?
Wear what you want to wear, and you're going to attract who you're going to attract.
Let's shift the gear a little bit. We'll stay in the same industry. We'll stay in the same entertainment industry. So right now, we are currently in... The Hollywood is like having its issues because the writers have been on strike for a hot minute now. And now the actors have finally joined them as well. And apparently this is like the biggest strike that has happened since the 1960s. And the big whole thing is like, the writers and actors for a lot of these television shows and some of these films and whatnot are not being compensated for their work like they should. And also, as far as like when it comes to royalties and all that kind of stuff, it's becoming difficult to adjust for things now with the advancement of technology now. Because, like, now we have streaming. So it's just like, you know, like, before when you had stuff like on regular TV and stuff, I think it was just like it was easier for them to to do things and kind of like how they are able to pay the people and the people to get their compensation. But with streaming and also with the use of AI, AI has been a big talk for a hot minute now, because like people can create, people can use people's voices and create their own, can create different songs that these artists have not done, but everything is created via AI. So it's like these people are, times are changing, so therefore the way that people are paid needs to change as well. And so that's the big thing right now. What do you think about the whole concept of this? And like, I know one thing I read was people from shows, they talked about, yes, I was in this show and everything, and the show was doing good, but I still had to work as a barista in order to pay my rent. Or yes, I was on this hit show, but I'm finna get evicted because I can't pay my rent for this and this and it's, and even though their art is being appreciated and consumed, they're not getting paid enough to compensate for inflation and everything else that is going on. So like, what are your thoughts about it?
Okay. I could see why you would strike for that, but at first, was there some type of contract that they had before they started this? And if the show is doing well, okay, go and ask, can you change the contract? Can we change how much we're getting paid? I guess that's what they're doing now. So I can see why they would go on strike if that hasn't happened yet. Because if a show's doing really good, but then you're saying the writer can't pay for whatever, or is it both, the writers and the actors?
Well, the writers and actors, both.
I do find that crazy when literally actors be on these shows and they be really popular shows, but then they be like broke. Like, I don't understand that. At the same time,
like they're still working at Walmart. They're still working at Walmart.
It's like, what contract did you have before you started? I want to ask that question for you to be in that type of situation. So I also look at what contracts are being signed. Like, what are you signing for just a lump sum, or what are you signing for royalties for whenever it airs? Because I think getting paid every time it airs is better than just one lump sum typically.
Right, but in addition to that, that's another thing is like, now due to streaming, it has to be streamed in a much larger quantity in order to get the payback. To get a good payback from the show. Like, one show that I enjoyed was Pussy Valley on Stars. Yes, Stars. And one, the lead, and so Pussy Valley has done great for itself. People have watched it. People have rewatched it, blah, blah, blah. But for the royalties and whatnot, one of the star actresses, she only got back $3 and some cents. That was her check from the quote unquote royalties of it being streamed. Because you gotta think, you know, a lot of people are not watching regular cable now. A lot of stuff is not on regular cable, it's on the streaming services. And so it's just like, it has to stream like over a billion times in order for you to actually receive a good piece of change in order to get by. And yet I think a lot of people are in these super high living places just so that it will be easier for them to get work, such as LA. I mean, hell, Atlanta is going up in as far as like their cost of living there. And you know, Atlanta's like Black Hollywood essentially, in a sense. New York, don't even get me started how expensive New York City is. But even still, you know, you can have, you can turn around, do really great in a movie, finally try to get a apartment to yourself, to get a one bedroom or to, no, to get a studio apartment that is like as big as this room that I'm sitting in, it's going to cost you like $2,000. And so if you get that big lump sum and you're like, all right, well, the show's still doing good, you know, I should be getting some more money so I can pay rent and go out for these other auditions. And a lot of times in the industry, you got to spend money in order to make money. You don't, you know, you're grinding, working your craft. All right, you know, my money supposed to come in. Oh, I'm only getting $100. That's not enough for my rent. And that's not even living outside your means. That's just being comfortable.
Okay, so you're asking if I agree with the strike? Because I would agree with the strike.
Just your thoughts on it and or like,
yeah, we need to reevaluate on what type of contract are you signing, and how many shows do you need to do to live comfortably.
So what do you think would be the answer as far as like how they should how the companies paying the people should approach as far as like making everything fair or making it to where it's livable?
I think it's the streaming thing, because you know, just like with music streaming, the artists don't get paid that much for streams. They get endorsements and stuff. That's what they get their money from. So I think it's going to be the same way as far as the actors. They're going to have to do other things besides shows that are just being streamed. So you have to do something else or offer them, give them, I guess, other opportunities where they can make other money. But I don't, as far as the company, I think that's just how it is. Like, streaming stuff is just cheaper. So we would have to,
so doesn't that mean
we have to pay? The streaming stuff would be more expensive. That's why Netflix is going up. Unless you want to pay $50 for Netflix every month for one screen, you know. that's what would happen, basically. If you're asking that, for them to up their pay, something like that would be happening. They would just, the streaming services would just become ridiculous as far as how much we would have to pay for the content.
I mean, hell, they already trying to milk more money from us, so shit.
But because I don't know exactly how businesses run and exactly how they decide that information. But as far as streaming service, just music alone, like I'm only paying $10.79 a month for Spotify. That's not a lot for how much music I listen to. So as far as the streaming stuff, they're not going to make a lot of how it's set up. So unless they add like 300% increase on streaming services to compensate for that. So with the actors and writers, I mean, the writers should be getting paid decently anyway, because it's their content. As far as the actors, they might just have to do other things or try to get on more opportunities that aren't just streaming. But I don't really know. That's what would be my suggestion. As far as the companies, I don't know how to go about it, because I don't know how they allot.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, you know, like how could they do it without the consumers being affected in a way?
Yeah. Because, I mean, they do keep increasing. I saw Netflix. Netflix was $7.99 when I had it for one screen, and now it's $10.99. And then if you got, like, multiple screens, how much is it? Like, $40, $50?
I don't even know. I don't pay attention anymore. Actually, my aunt started paying for the Netflix because the family used it. I was like, ooh, praise, one less bill. I want to be one less.
I don't need multiple screens, so I got one screen. But they keeps going up. Even that dollar, let's add a dollar. Now let's add another dollar. Never gonna add another dollar. Next thing you know, you're gonna be paying $20 for one screen. But
That's terrible.
Yeah. as far as, I guess the actors, I guess you just need to learn what you're going into, look at your contract, and have another income coming in. Like if you got to walk at Walmart, okay, you got to work at Walmart. And eventually, wait till you hit it big. But don't put it all in just acting, I guess, anymore. Especially if you're just starting out. You got to have, I mean, acting might have to be like the side hustle or the half hustle, but the other second job.
But I feel like it's so, right. I'm like, I feel like it's so hard because for certain projects, you have to devote all of your time, like especially like big productions, mm-hmm. you're going to have to devote all of your time and your energy to that. If you don't, you can risk being cut because you're not completely in it. You're not completely dedicated. So you're going to be missing that extra that a director is looking for. You see what I'm saying?
And then also, so I guess like, you have to look into having an agent, but if you can afford that can get you bookings.
Well, often, but I believe with the writers and the actors, these are people who are part of the union. So this is like, this is underneath the union umbrella.
So the people who are in union are working at Walmart?
Yeah.
Then what are the agents doing?
I get the agents supposed to be trying to find them more work.
Yeah, that seems like a difficult situation there. But yeah, you just gotta.
But you gotta have money to pay the agent. Hell, so it's just like it still boils down to like making things, everything trying to be, having people able to be comfortable. Because my thing is, how can we be a country that is? Yes, we're a country of opportunity. Yes, we have opportunities, but in the end, the big thing that our country has established is that we have opportunities and you are able to live a nice, comfortable life. But it's not always as nice and as comfortable. It's almost, and for some people, it's like you have to work yourself to the bone in order to remain comfortable. And to me personally, I don't think that's living. And now we have moments like with the Supreme Court, next point, mm-hmm. talking about affirmative action, and getting rid of affirmative action for like universities and stuff like that. And I'm just like, all right.
Well, to be honest, I mean, affirmative action, we don't need that to get into every college, because now, just think about it. Affirmative action allows racism against the other group. So you're using racism to affect other racism.
But the thing is, affirmative action, I mean, yes, a lot of it is centered about race, but it's not only race. It's race, gender, anything outside of the typical standard not organization. What's the word I'm looking for? I cannot think of the word I want. But that organization is looking for. And so it's just allowing those other people that are outside of that mold and that mold that they have been going by the same opportunity. It's not necessarily, and I feel like we say that because now we're a little bit more open, we're more diverse, but at the same time, yes, that is true, but I feel like some people's positions, some people's paths were allowed mostly because of affirmative action. that makes sense.
Okay.
Whether it's like a race thing, whether it's a gender thing, whatever.
You have to think it's allowing deeper than that, though. Because people okay, who are ahead. Qualified are being passed up for people who aren't qualified. Does that sound fair?
Since when?
Today's age in 2023. We're not going back in the past. Today. There are people who are qualified who are not being allowed in just because of their color. Do you hear that?
Baby, I want to personally hear someone say, I was qualified, but I didn't get in because this other person who is underqualified got in because of their race or whatever. I don't think that. I feel like if that other person got in, they were probably just as qualified for them to get in. I don't think that they were underqualified. The whole point of affirmative action is to allow those people who are just as qualified or maybe even more qualified to be able to be a part of those types of institutions. That's the word I was looking for, institutions. Institutions that they are typically looked over because of who they are.
We're going to disagree on this one because affirmative action, it has... It's now we're being handed stuff because we're black. Even if, yeah.
Who being handed stuff?
Like, as far as today, like 2023, I don't understand back in the day, but like looking at today, people are being passed up just because of their race. And that is why they're looking at abolishing it. Because qualified people are being passed up for people who aren't as qualified. Unfortunately, that is what's been happening.
I want to hear the examples of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, now the situation has flipped. That's why they're looking at it now.
I truly want to see those examples because I feel like now it's going to be more so of people who are not qualified are going to end up jumping in front of people who are qualified.
And then, okay, we'll look at black people now.
And we're going to end up...
You don't see that as weakening us, as getting handouts, just because of our race?
No, because we still have to perform better than our counterparts. And even if we still perform better than them, oftentimes that's still not enough. And so we have to... do even more.
It's 2023. Come out of the past.
Okay.
It's 2023.
You keep saying the past. This is the present.
What? Where are you getting your information from? Don't say MSNBC.
From my life. I say my life experiences. Like.
Okay, your one life experience. What? Where else?
And I'm sure you can probably go through many, many articles that align deeply with what I'm saying. But once again, this is just my opinion. Mm-hmm. This is not a news type podcast. This is
opinions. I don't need to be considered just because of my race. I don't like that because when you think about it, that's not you're being considered just because of your race. That is what it is. That's what affirmative action is. You're being considered because of your race. That's why they're thinking of abolishing it. Because that's what it is. Mm. The situation has flipped. Now white people are being said no while they're allowing black people in. Just because of the color of your skin. That is why you're being let in. That is why they're thinking of abolishing it.
But my question is, are those black people not qualified?
I didn't say that. I'm saying...
So then what's the issue at this point?
The issue is that people who are more qualified are being passed up just because of the color of their skin. That's the issue.
Then I feel like it's stupid... then I feel like it's stupid there, on
racism that. Is being used to affect other races. You're still using racism. Because you're still looking at the person's color of the skin or gender. It needs to all just be based on merits, not their color. It's 2023 in the United States. We're not, the black people are not poor, struggling, impoverished people. We just choose to be now.
I agree. I see your point. I don't, get me wrong, I truly see your point. I just also feel like it's just still such an easy way to now be like, all right, you are, yes, you are qualified, but I'm still not going to, I just feel like it's still, I feel like it's just going to turn, and we're going to be back to where we were in the beginning. That's all. Like, I see what you're saying, but I just feel like it's going to end up flipping and going against us. And not just us as black people, but anybody who is outside of a particular mold that whatever institution has set for themselves as far as like what they want to see, and not just on merit.
Well, we'll see. No, it didn't. I didn't understand all of it.
All right. It's cool. But anyways, but is there anything else you want to add? I know I had another topic to talk about, but we can save that for another time or not talk about it at all. Who knows? We'll see. But is there anything that you want to add to what we talked about today?
No, I think it was a good conversation. Stop judging people.
I know it was.
Just know that work, and the Lord will bless the work of your hands. When you don't work, you typically that you have what you have when you don't work. I mean, that's just, that makes sense.
Facts. So, with that being said, that means y'all need to work y'all asses to our social media pages. Show our pages some love. Give us a like, add, and follow. On Facebook, Why the Songbird Sings. Why the Songbird Sings podcast at gmail.com for any questions, thoughts, and concerns. And hit us up on our Instagram at Why the Songbird Sings. And we are going to be working on some visual components. Also, my friend Iron, we did an interview with Iron Emperor.
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember. Okay. He has been doing visual components to his podcast now. And on Spotify, they actually played the video while you listened. And I was like, ooh, saucy. So I'm like, my brain is tingling.
So they can see my closet.
Only because, like, right. So they can see these boobies that are so distracting, as Shahari says. My little mosquito bite. Okay. Anyways,
ungrateful, as usual.
I've been playing with you. So check us out on social media, and we're back, and we're gonna get back into the groove of things. So just keep looking out for our content and more episodes to come. And so until next time, bye.
Bye.
Reflection, 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 reflection.